To the physicians at Mission Hospital, part of St. Joseph Health System, even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's time now for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, you hear people say you got to keep your colon clean, and a nice clean colon can be one of the major keys to good health. My guest is Dr. Pune Rahimi. She is a gastroenterologist with Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rahimi. So let's talk about maintaining a healthy colon. What do you think is the very first most important bit of information to keep your colon healthy?
That's a very good question. There are many environmental factors that could involve having a clean, healthy colon. The first thing that I always recommend my patient is having a diet high in fruits and vegetables. This will protect your colon from colon cancer. They've done many studies. They have noted that people who take about 800 grams of fresh fruits and vegetables tend to have lesser risk for getting colon cancer or precancerous polyps. Now, as an example, an apple is 200 grams. So that's why they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So I normally recommend about 25 grams of fiber in patients' dietary regimen, and that will help having a clean, healthy colon. There are many other factors that involve having a healthy colon. Number one is increased physical activity, reducing red meat consumption, fighting obesity. If you're overweight, you want to try to lose weight because obesity has been associated with increased risk for colon cancer. Alcohol consumption, moderation will help reducing colon cancer. And, of course, cigarette smoking. People who smoke cigarettes have a higher risk for having colon cancer or precancerous polyps. So my general advice to my patients after they do their colonoscopy and everything is healthy, I tell them to have a healthy diet, more in fruits and vegetables, reduce processed food, reduce red meat and fatty food, and try to have about 25 grams of fiber in their daily food intake. One other thing that I really have had a good experience with is use of probiotic. Probiotics are good bacteria that help maintaining a natural balance of good microflora or organisms in the gut. And they reduce inflammation. They will help healthy intestinal microflora. They help natural immunity of the colon. They keep the bowel regular, and they basically provide a good, balanced, healthy colon flora. So those are the top two or three things that I highly recommend my patients with.
Dr. Rahimi, how would you suggest patients get their probiotics? There's many on the market. Some are chewable, some are tablets. Yogurt has probiotics, but not all of yogurt has probiotics, and some yogurt is way over-sweetened and added food colors and
Absolutely.
Dyes and things. So how do you recommend the best way to get your probiotics?
There are dietary supplements. They come in form of pills. The one that I use mainly is Align. Again, there are many. If you look at the advertising, you see Philips. Just make sure that you look at the ingredient. You want to have several bacteria. The main one is Lactobacillus. So you want to make sure they have a good concentration, but the one that it's over-the-counter and I always recommend my patient is Align, and it can be purchased anywhere over-the-counter. You don't need a prescription for that.
Now, some people, Dr. Rahimi, don't get enough fiber, and you can tell them to eat fruits and vegetables, and they still don't get enough, and maybe they're constipated or they have trouble. There are also fiber supplements on the market, Metamucil, Marilax, all of these things. What do you think about those?
Well, let me just make a clarification. Marilax is not a fiber supplement. Marilax is a laxative. Actually, it's one of those chemicals that we use for colon prep. So, I see a lot of people come and tell, okay, I'm taking a stool softener, so I don't need to take fiber. Fiber is not a stool softener. It's not a laxative. Fibers, as you mentioned, Metamucil is one, Citrusil, They come in the form of pills like FiberCon. One thing that I like is called Benefiber, which is a powder. You mix it with water. It has no taste or flavor. Some of the fibers may cause gas and bloating. One that I have a good experience with and I have my patients tolerated really well is Benefiber. And again, it's a clear, it's a white powder. You could mix it with water, yogurt, and it's not a pill that you take. So we have to distinguish what is a fiber, what's a laxative. So Miralax is not a, a fiber supplement. The fiber supplements are, as you mentioned, Metamucil, which comes in the form of pill or powder, which you mix it with water. Citrusil, FiberCon, which is in the form of pills, and Benefiber. I usually recommend Benefiber because people could mix it with water, yogurt, and it's not an extra pill that they have to take.
What about vitamin D? Does that help keep our colons clean?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we've been learning recently. So vitamin D and its metabolite are act as an inhibitor for colon cancer and progression by effects that influence both initiation and progression of cancer. Even though we live in California, most of the patients that I see, they have vitamin D deficiency. We're learning more and more that vitamin D deficiency is associated with many cancer, such as colon cancer. So even though we don't have recommended guidelines that anybody comes for colon cancer screening, we need to put them on vitamin D. But if you do have deficiency in vitamin D, definitely make sure that you take supplements to maintain a normal level of vitamin D.
People talk about cleansing, and there's so many cleanses on the market today. What do you think about some of these cleanses?
That's interesting. If I have patients who come and do different cleanses, you know what? It's normal to have stool in your colon. Some people, by doing certain cleanses, they get rid of the good bacteria in their colon, and they actually could cause damage to the colon wall and colon immunity and again, the part of the good bacteria that they have. There are some high fiber cleanses. I'm okay with that, but colonics and other types of cleanses, I'm kind of worried about it. You have to be very subjective, read it, and sure what they entitle. If you take like 10 days worth of high dose of selenium, it's okay. You have to realize they could cause a lot of gas and bloating, but again, that is okay with me. But you have to look at every single cleanse specifically and see what they entitle and what they are contained of.
I think one important thing we haven't discussed yet is hydration. To keep a clean colon, water, just water, and I mean people drink soda and coffee and all these things, but just really straight water. How important is that to flush our system?
It's very important. Hydration plays a very important role. We recommend having 8 to 10 glasses of water, about 8 ounces each. It helps you not to get constipated. Again, you need hydration and water for maintenance of your colonic cells, so it's highly recommended. A lot of times my patients complain of constipation, and the problem is they don't drink enough water, or they drink things that are diuretic, such as coffee, that it just eliminates their hydration level. So you just want to make sure at least you drink about 8 to 10 glasses of water a day.
So
now,
I
have not come across any studies that says drinking less or more cause colon cancer, but it's one of those common sense things that when you drink enough, you're well hydrated, you avoid constipation.
And in just the last minute, please, Dr. Mm-hmm. Rahimi, give us your best advice for keeping a nice, clean, healthy colon.
Exercise. If you're involved in bad behavior such as smoking, stop smoking. Have about 25 grams of fiber in your diet. Eat a diet that's high and rich in fruits and vegetables and low in red meat and fat. Take your antioxidants, vitamin D, and just try to increase your activity. Those are all things that are in our control, and we could, by doing those, we could reduce our risk for getting colon cancer.
And certainly in this month of National Colorectal Cancer Awareness, these are things you can try. All of these recommendations that Dr. Rahimi has stated are so important. Thanks so much, Dr. Rahimi. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.